With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Millions of people have begun returning home from their holiday travels. Rita Foley reports.
70 million plus travelers were expected to be on the go for the holiday period, which includes this Sunday. That's 5% more than last year, 8% more than 2019 before the pandemic. In fact, the AAA expects this July 4th week to be the busiest ever. The flexibility of remote work is part of the reason. Most people are expected to go by car, but air travelers are expected to set a new record too. About 6 million people are flying. The data provider INRIX says if you're in a big metro area, you can expect traffic delays on Sunday as everybody makes it back home. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNNews.com, a fatal crash in New York City on the 4th of July. Jennifer King has more.
A sad incident marred 4th of July celebrations on Manhattan's Lower East Side Thursday night. New York police say two people died on the scene. A third person was later confirmed dead, and eight others were injured after a Ford F-150 pickup truck drove into a group at Corlears Hook Park at a high rate of speed. The first fire department crew to arrive at the scene found the pickup truck on top of four of the victims. Authorities were testing the driver for possible alcohol use. Mayor Eric Adams says investigators do not believe the crash was an act of terrorism. I'm Jennifer King.
Police say two people were killed, three others injured in Independence Day violence in a Southern California beach city. Authorities say they've arrested a suspect after responding to reports of an assault with a deadly weapon Thursday night in Huntington Beach. The attack broke out in a crowded area near downtown after fireworks ended there. The suspect's name has not been released. The Dow ahead 28 points and the NASDAQ adding 138. This is SRN News. A man has won a beauty contest in Maryland.
Bailey Ann Kennedy, a man who is living as a woman, was crowned Miss Maryland, the first transgender person to win that prize. A number of other contestants are expressing their dissatisfaction, pointing out how men are invading women's spaces, both in beauty contests and in sports. Men have actually been winning pageants for several years now, both here in the U.S. and abroad. Kennedy will compete in the Miss USA show next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France's renowned Nazi hunter Sarah Klarsfeld is advising Jewish voters in Sunday's parliamentary elections to choose the conservative National Rally Party. The 88-year-old Jewish historian, who has dedicated his life to bringing fugitive Nazis to justice, warns that the left-wing parties support the Palestinians and have anti-Semitic overtones. Sunday will conclude the French elections. This is SRN News. A couple of high-end shopping giants are struggling.
The parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue plans to buy rival Neiman Marcus. The deal is worth $2.65 billion. The new organization would be called Saks Global. It will be made up of Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth brands, Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman, as well as the real estate assets of Neiman Marcus Group and HBC, which is a holding company that purchased Saks in 2013. Both Saks and Neiman Marcus have struggled as shoppers have been pulling back on buying high-end goods and shifting their spending toward experiences like travel and upscale restaurants. I'm Shelley Adler.
New Mexico's statewide public defender's office says a recent cybersecurity breach could delay some court proceedings across the state. Investigators still looking into the extent of that breach. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.